You're listening to SBS News.
It's been almost 6 months since the findings of the James Wood Review of Australia's sports integrity arrangements were handed down. Now the government has announced its response to the report's recommendations and its plans to clean up sport nationally. Minister for Sport Bridget McKenzie says Australian sport will not tolerate corruption.
These reforms send a very, very clear message. Australians have no tolerance for corruption in sport, and neither does our government. We're also reassuring the hundreds of thousands of Australians who are involved in sport at every level, not just elite, but right down to grassroots participation, that they can be confident that their sport is better protected from doping, from drug use, match fixing, criminal exploitation of athletes and events.
Among a string of reforms targeting doping, match fixing and illegal betting, the government says it will establish a single national sports integrity agency to be called Sport Integrity Australia. The body will bring together the Australian Sports Anti-Doping Authority, the National Integrity of Sport Unit and the Integrity Functions of Sport Australia. Minister McKenzie says it will be an all-encompassing agency for integrity issues at all levels of sport in Australia.
Sport Integrity Australia will be the one-stop shop for integrity issues for all sports, large and small, and it will become Australia's new national anti-doping organisation and bring together national coordinated of responses across all sports around integrity issues.
The government has also promised to set up a national tribunal to hear anti-doping rule violations and other sporting disputes. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says the reforms will mark a turning point for sport in Australia.
What's being put forward will be looked back on as a landmark moment in sports integrity, and it will take sport to the next level in this country. I think that's something we should all be very proud of.
Australian Olympic Committee CEO Matt Carroll has welcomed the changes, but warns adequate funding is needed to ensure the new agency can fulfil its role.
Having one central body to undertake integrity across the country is important, but ensuring that body has the right level of funding so they can do their job is also important.
The government agreed to almost all 52 recommendations that emerged from the review of Australia's sports integrity arrangements, including signing the McCollum Convention, which allows for information sharing between international sporting agencies to combat match fixing. Olympic gold medal winning rower Kim Brennan says she wants other nations to follow Australia's lead in addressing integrity in sport.
Thank you so much to the government for taking a lead on this. It's something that I hope will be reflected globally over time because the very essence of sport relies on its integrity.
With several scandals tainting sport over the past decade, Kim Brennan says she hopes these changes will help restore public trust.
You want people to be able to watch sport and enjoy the magic of sport without doubting whether the performance is true, whether it is actually the people competing to the very best of their ability.
Murray Silby, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.